I understand that Tasha had a surprise wedding in the ATL, and she is now Mrs. Leonard, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and she's joining Matt Redman on this song, Gracefully Broken, Gracefully Broken. Wow, can you imagine that? How many of you have had experiences where you were going through a time of hardship? I mean, you were really, really being tested. Life was really tough for you. And you knew that God either arranged it or allowed it. And you knew that from God's perspective, and God's perspective is always the right perspective, from God's perspective, this is what was best for you. And you found yourself at a point in your life and at a point in your relationship with your father that you were able to say, this is painful. This hurts. But I know it's for my good. So thank you for it. And you found yourself like the prophet Asaph, expressing the truth that it was good that he had gone through some of the stuff he'd gone through. And now here you are saying it about your own experience and you're meaning it. Even that is grace. Because there is no way, ladies and gentlemen, that we could ever grow to that point without God's help. And he wants us to get there. Remember, our tests are largely, I'm not saying only, but largely about purification. Our persecutions are largely about purification. Think about the saints of God in the Great Tribulation who are going to be treated so badly. Many of them will be killed. And because of their faithfulness, they will receive white robes. White robes signifying their purity. That which they would have done to come clean before God. Not in their righteousness, but embracing his righteousness. Doing things his way. Getting to the point where he wants them to be. Sincere, sincere, sincere. Revelation chapter 7, just as a brief reminder, we read about the 144,000 Jews who will have been sealed. Then we read about the great multitude in white robes. All of this great multitude before the throne of God, of every nation, every tribe, every people, every language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, wearing white robes, praising God. And one of the elders in verse 13, talking to the Apostle John, asked, these in white robes, who are they and where do they come from? John answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. So, again, I want to point out to you, just as an aside while we're on this, there are going to be saints of God who will be here during the Great Tribulation. These are they who have come out of the Great Tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They're going to be treated badly. And for the sake of the name of Christ, for the sake of their relationship with their God, they're going to absolutely refuse to deny him. They're going to refuse to disown him. They're going to refuse to get out of that relationship. Instead, they're going to put forth that much more effort to make sure they stay solid. They remain locked in, connected mightily and intimately to the Lord their God. And one of the things that we learn throughout Scripture is that the testings are for the purpose of purifying us. That's part of the purpose. They're also in the process for the purpose of proving our faithfulness to our God. That is part of the purifying process. Grace and justice. And so we're going to be talking about grace. We're going to be talking about justice. We're going to be bringing information from Holman's Bible Dictionary, from the New International Testament Greek Commentary, and from International Varsity Press. We're going to be bringing from a variety of sources. Of course, we're going to be in the Word of God. We're going to be in the Scriptures. And we're going to be looking at grace. We're going to look at justice. And we'll talk about grace for a while. Then we'll talk about justice for a while. At times, we may talk about grace for a moment and then talk about justice for a moment. But I want us to try to get an accurate view of what grace and justice mean to God so that we can know what grace and justice should mean to us. And keep this in mind. This is so important. God punishes us now so that he will not have to punish us for all eternity. So if we will respond properly, appropriately to the hard times, instead of getting mad at God, copying an attitude, instead of saying, oh, man, even if we don't get mad at God, we get to the point where we just say, oh, man, you know, this is too tough. I can't go through all this. No. We go ahead and remain faithful to our God, just like he remains faithful to us. And we become more and more pure, more and more mature, more and more grown up, more wiser and wiser, stronger and stronger, more and more faithful. Our relationship with our God gets better over and over. Now listen to this from Job, chapter 19, verse 29. You should fear the sword yourselves, for wrath will bring punishment by the sword, and then you will know that there is judgment. And as we know, God is truly wanting us to be spared the last judgment, participation in the very last judgment, where he judges the wicked for their wicked lives and then sends them to the lake of fire. He's wanting us to avoid that judgment. So he punishes us now, so that life will go better for us. Life will go well for us in eternity. That in itself really is grace. Let's look more at that when we come back.
Holding nothing back. Holding